Giving Tuesday again. WGVU is involved, and we've been putting the microphone on what is happening when it comes to Giving Tuesday. Musician Kyle Rashi in the house. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Glad that you are here, and certainly glad that my colleague Aaron Turner is here as well. Aaron, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's Giving Tuesday is a big deal in WGVU's life.
It is, and even more so, we are taking the next step in securing more support for Giving Tuesday via WGVU, our PBS, and NPR. And we're doing some great things, and we're excited, and we want to continue to show our community that we are as relevant as anyone else, and that we are bringing the best in arts and entertainment and education and everything else.
Thank you for reminding us that, yeah, we're a nonprofit as well. What is, let's have you continue, Aaron, if you would, to talk about our news for hashtag Giving Tuesday 2017.
Well, we are doing some great things for our Giving Tuesday, and we'll have Kyle here doing his thing in a minute. But we're just trying to show some of the diversity that we offer here at WGVU as a community nonprofit. And so we are using this Giving Tuesday promotion to basically showcase some local artists, and we are partnering with the Fall Flannel Folk Fest, and we're just giving our community something different that they can connect and rally behind. Everyone knows what PBS does and what NPR does and how we are education first in a lot of ways, but like I said, we have a lot of other pillars. We are strong in inclusion, health, arts, veterans, and education. Those are kind of the areas that we really try to promote. And Giving Tuesday, which is pretty much a web-based promotion nationwide, this is our opportunity to continue to garner awareness as well as support.
Right. And the Fall Flannel Folk Fest does happen the evening of Giving Tuesday, which is the 28th. We'll be heading to the Speakeasy venue, and we'll be hearing from musicians like you, Kyle Rashi.
Like me.
Yeah. What you going to play for us?
Today or then?
Let's start with then.
Well, I'm going to be promoting a new record that my band Chain of Lakes has coming out within the next couple months. I'll probably play a bunch of songs from that and some old favorites that my friends and I will probably be collaborating on.
Who's Kyle Rashi?
Kyle Rashi is a dad. I have three little girls that are under the age of four.
Oh.
So PBS is pretty important in my household, I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you.
But yeah, I've been playing music for a really long time. And obviously, with the family and everything, the long nights out have been fewer and far between, but it's still an important part of our family.
All right. Well, you, again, part of the Fall Flannel Folk Fest. What are you going to play for us now?
This is a song called The Ride.
Sure as day takes the long way down, we're left behind, broad eyes digging in, spin around. Seems the night saves the softer sound, while our minds trip the mines during day to drown them out. Oh, sparks start again. They've been burning since the world first took the turn we're living in. And I'm gonna need you more and more with every spin. On the ride, I'm riding. Quiet way that the dark calls out, slowing time, spitting lines our days never allow. Draw flame to the mantle now. Shadows take the prominent till our turn has burned them out. Oh, rock start in me. From the core there since before there was a core with anything. And I'm gonna need you more than I could ever sing. On the ride, I'm riding. From the core there since before there was a core with anything. And I know I need you more than I could ever sing. On the ride I'm riding. On the ride, yeah. On the ride.
Wow, that was great. Ditto on that. More of that, of course, on the evening of the 28th, this Fall Flannel Folk Fest. Do you got any CDs out there, Kyle?
Yeah, you can find my music at chainoflakesband.com.
Thank you. How will that Tuesday evening work, Aaron?
Well, essentially, we will have multiple musicians, and it will be kind of a festival, and it'll be an opportunity for these musicians to showcase the awesome talent that they have, but it's also a great opportunity for residents of this great city to come out and listen to some great music and give to a great cause. It's going to be at the Speakeasy Lounge on 600 Monroe Avenue Northwest, and it's going to be kind of just a listening session style event. It'll feature several great musicians, and it'll benefit WGVU, PBS, and NPR. We're asking for a suggested donation of $10, but there will be also a lot of different great specials that'll happen that evening. So if you want to come and eat dinner, have drinks, whatever it may be. But the whole focus is to bring awareness and kind of harness the collective power that we have in our communities to support organizations like this. We are public media, and obviously our funding is dependent upon the public. And I think that is a message that we need to continue to promote, because we can't bring great things like this without the community standing up and supporting us. So we are so excited to have Kyle and everyone else that'll be there that evening to really be able to bring us some great music. And I've not been a huge folk fan, but
time.
Am now.
Put on your folk.
I'm sitting here and I'm like in awe, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Green room.
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
what'd you do?
I converted him in the green room.
Well, happens in the green room stays in the green room. Now you let that one out. Okay.
Hopefully not his love of folk music, though.
No, well, folk music is great.
It'll be, put on a flannel shirt.
Yes.
Head on down and listen to the likes of Kyle, and I think Michael and Benjamin Riley will be there as well. We've had them on before. So thank you in advance. Obviously, it's going to be a great evening. That's the November 28th after you've had your turkey. So, all right. How do we find out more information about you, Kyle Rashi?
Again, you can go to either Bandcamp and search for my band, Chain of Lakes, or chainoflakesband.com.
Great. Strum us a little bit to take us out, if you would.
Oh, yeah?
And then, or just play that song again as I look for final words from Aaron.
WGVU.org/GivingTuesday is the link for supporting this event. We just really want you to get out, and after you've had your turkey and you've had your Thanksgiving, it'll be great for you to come out and celebrate the great things that are happening in your local community here with WGVU and the Fall Flannel Folk Fest, and the great community of Grand Rapids.
Awesome. WGVU has joined Giving Tuesday. This hashtag Giving Tuesday, this global day of giving, is on November 28th. See you there. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.